Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air from 1 until 4. And call the Moist line at 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. Or use the TalkBack feature on the iHeart app. There you go. Now, you know we cover illegal immigration, and we have for a long, long time for obvious reasons. What's really frustrating is the benefits that illegal aliens get seem to come at the expense of American citizens. We have now in California, we are spending tax money so that illegal aliens get free health care from cradle to grave, as they say, birth to death. Now, all illegal aliens are eligible for free health care that we're paying for. But here we have an American named Arthur Yu. He's 41 years old, and he's got leukemia. And he needs a bone marrow transplant. He matched with a donor who lives in the Philippines, and the U.S. government wouldn't let the donor into the country. They denied the visa twice. We have the whole story here. Fox 11 anchor Marla Tejas, who hosts shows here on KFI as well, she has the report on Arthur Yu. Cut to.
New at 6, we've been following the cancer journey of Arthur Yu, the Los Angeles dad and husband, holding out hope for a bone marrow transplant. Finding a donor was hard. Getting that donor to the United States, arguably even harder. Well, it finally happened, and over the weekend, I met Yu for the first time face-to-face and his donor. Just watching Arthur Yu spend quality time with his wife Alice and their 16-month-old son Abel, it's nearly impossible to tell. The 41-year-old husband and dad is fighting for his life.
Even walking 20 feet would leave me out of breath.
Not long ago, this was Yu, a beacon of fitness who supplemented his advertising career with a personal trainer side gig. Yu went from running the Los Angeles Marathon in 2022.
I felt immortal.
To a diagnosis almost exactly a year later that would zap him of the life he was used to living.
Does your body feel heavy?
In March of 2023, Yu was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, a rare blood cancer. His best odds to beat it? A bone marrow transplant.
It was the most shocking news I'd ever received my whole life.
It was such a huge shock to think that your husband could be dead in 6 months to 5 years.
Yu has since undergone several rounds of chemotherapy at LA's Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where Alice happens to be a nurse.
I'll go on my lunch break, and I could just, like, pop by and visit.
No surprise to her, this is what she'll often find. Yu working out before the chemo wipes him out.
I can take you to the ER right now.
As fate would have it, Yu found his bone marrow match thousands of miles away in the Philippines and a cousin he had never met. But getting Noel Talania to America proved to be nearly as difficult as finding him.
How many times was Noel denied a visa?
Was it twice or three times?
The U.S. State Department denied Talania a travel visa twice.
No specific reason was given.
Yu took to social media campaigning for congressional help. His story went viral, which we profiled on the Fox 11 News at 6.
We were shocked.
Do you think your outreach on social media and the local media helped?
100%. Unless it gets public attention, unfortunately, people don't care.
After elected officials, including California Senator Alex Padilla, stepped in, that visa was finally granted in late January. And Saturday, we met Yu and his cousin at Yu's Los Angeles home.
Hi. Noel.
Hi, Noel.
Talania, who doesn't fluently speak English, understandably didn't want to be interviewed. Our meeting coming just days after doctors harvested Talania's stem cell for Yu's upcoming, hopefully, life-saving transplant.
My new birthday, day zero is what they call it, would be March 21st.
So March 21st would then be the actual procedure.
Exactly. That's when they thawed his bone marrow and put it in my body.
How are you feeling about that?
Terrified.
What are you terrified of?
This not working.
The uncertainty, especially hard for Yu's mother.
I always cry and pray all the time because I got only one child.
Yu's fight is for his family, a fight he hopes inspires more people to become donors and a change in our often roadblocked bureaucratic system.
If you need a donor from outside the United States, I can attest that visas are not straightforward until we get an emergency visa program.
Until then, the Yu's are grateful and praying for the best possible outcome.
You know, I'm hopeful, but I'm also scared to be hopeful.
I try to remember the success stories because they're the ones that give me hope.
Can you believe
that? If all goes as planned, Arthur's transplant is scheduled to take place, as you heard, next Thursday, March 21st. Of course, we do plan to update you accordingly. In the meantime, if you'd like to become a donor, please log on to bethematch.org. It's a simple swab.
Can you imagine this? This guy could die. And the bureaucrats in the immigration system of the U.S. government won't stamp a sheet of paper giving a visa to his relative in the Philippines, a cousin. And this goes on for months. And it's outright denied. Why would you deny a woman entry to the U.S.? She just needs to give up her stem cells. And she wants to go back home. She's not staying here. She's not asking for anything. She's just donating stem cells to keep her cousin alive. What? Where's? I want to know the name of the bureaucrats. What's the office? It's the only part of these stories that make me insane is the ones who do these terrible things working for the government are not held accountable. Their names are not publicized. I don't know where this man or woman is. Are they here in Washington, New York? Where are they? Philippines? Somebody is getting taxpayer money and is blocking a visa so a woman could save her cousin. They just want her stem cells. Meantime, go to the border and there's 3 million people piling over. And we're paying for their health care, not to mention the ones who are gang members, criminals, and terrorists. Well, I mean, what kind of a stupid government? Who are the people who work in government who make these decisions? Why do they do this? I want to lock them in a closet and have at them for about an hour. I really do. This is enraging. It's not like a guy with leukemia has a lot of time to stall, right? It should have been instant. It should have said, oh, she's going to give you a bone marrow transplant. Okay, sure. We'll get her out here immediately.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
The hapless officials in Santa Monica who have ruined that city, absolutely ruined the city of Santa Monica by allowing all the crazy people, all the bad people, criminals, mental patients, drug addicts to overrun the park, sprawl out all over the beaches. They ruined downtown. You remember during the 2020 riots, they allowed the criminals to smash the store windows and set fires and just anything bad that humans can do. The Santa Monica mayor, city council, and police department allowed them to do it. And Santa Monica has never recovered since. And now there are large numbers of businesses that are empty, a lot of empty plate glass stores, empty stores with plate glass windows that have signs begging for new tenants. It's just terrible. Bodies all over the street, people living in garages, people living in stairwells, people sprawled out on the beach. I mean, it's just, it's terrifying. And on Sunday, 7 o'clock at Main Street and Marine Avenue, there were a group of people they were walking north on Main Street. And it was a local resident. We had her on yesterday, Christina. She was with friends of hers, and the friends had a six-year-old child. They were parents, and they walked behind a bus bench when suddenly a man spun around and smacked the child, whacked her in the head, and she fell to the ground, not seriously injured. The police now, and this is what, when did they put this out? March 14th, that's today. Oh, it took until, so this happened on Sunday night, and it took until Thursday at 11:14 this morning for a news story to go out because the Santa Monica Police Department woke up Chief Ramon Batista, who ordinarily allows crazy people like this suspect to run around, run amok. They have a description. He's black, 6'1", 30 to 35 years old, black jacket and blue jeans. Of course, he was wearing this on Sunday. I don't know if it helps very much now that it's Thursday. The man was not confirmed as homeless. Oh, I'm sure he's probably got a luxury condo in a nearby tower. Not confirmed as homeless. But he's sitting on a bus bench acting erratically. Yeah, a lot of normal people with families and jobs sit on a bus bench on a Sunday night and act erratically, right? Oh, please don't say he's homeless. You don't want to stigmatize him. Please. Okay, we won't stigmatize him. We don't have to call him homeless. But he's somebody who smacked a six-year-old in the head, a little girl, and knocked her to the ground. Gee, I hope that doesn't stigmatize him. This is what's so weird about all these progressives. They're okay describing him as a guy who brutally punches a six-year-old. But don't call him homeless. You don't know. Yikes. Now, Batista is suddenly Mr. Tough Guy, huh? An incident like this one is an affront to public safety and will not be tolerated, even more so that a child was involved. Any crime committed in Santa Monica is a crime too many. No, it's not. Stop it. I see a lot of crimes being committed every time I take a walk through one of their parks. People leaving garbage and urine and defecation, screaming. You know, it used to be called disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, lewdness, public defecation. Those are all crimes. You could lock those people up. Those are at least misdemeanors. Our department stands strong in the face of anyone who chooses to victimize those who are in this city. Our detectives are working hard to uncover more details and identify and apprehend the suspect. And then when you do, then what? Then what? Is he going to get prosecuted? Is he going to get thrown in jail? Or is he going to be released without bail? On his own recognizance, maybe. I always like that. What does that mean, on his own recognizance? It means they hold up a mirror and you recognize yourself. This guy might not recognize himself. He's a psychotic drug addict. the hell is wrong with you? What is with this? They all talk tough after it happens. She could have smacked her head on the cement and died. Oh, we're going to talk tough. Yeah, we're not tolerating this. This is one crime too many. This is an affront. They must have a whole, I don't know, a thesaurus. They've got all their phrases ready to go, and they input into their computer and start sending out the press releases, and they have a script all ready to go. We're not going to tolerate this. My God, you go to Santa Monica, you wouldn't believe what they tolerate. Oh, Bautista says the police department has deployed its homeless liaison program team. Whoa, that's going to scare them. Boy, you can just hear them shaking in Santa Monica, all the homeless people. Oh, their knees are knocking, right? Here comes the, what is this? The homeless liaison program team to provide much needed resources. Yes, we've been providing them for about 10 years now. Oh, you know what else? Another team is coming, a therapeutic transport team. So we got the homeless liaison team and the therapeutic transport team. Maybe they can have a softball game. I'm not shocked anymore. All they do is put out press releases. What you could do is have the cops drive around, and when they see creepy guys sitting at a bus stop, say, "Hey, buddy, you got a place to go? If you don't have a place to go, move along out of here. We're not going to have you lurking here, loitering here. What's your address? Who do you live with? You have a job by any chance? You're not going to sit out here tonight." They need a curfew is what they need. And then everybody violates the curfew. Put them in jail for the night. You keep doing that every day, they're going to find somewhere else to go. Smacking a six-year-old. And we're not going to tolerate it. By allowing that guy around, and I see plenty of them in Santa Monica. I'm there every day. They are tolerating everything in Santa Monica. We've seen people drop their pants and take a dump. That's cool. All right, more coming up. When we come back, this story really got to me. And Deborah, you will appreciate this story.
I will.
Well, we often have conversations about, you know, news stories, and you go, what kind of a person would do that?
Oh, yeah.
How could somebody do that?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you because there's a woman named Patrick Gagne, and she has...
her name is Patrick?
P-A-T-R-I-C. Patrick, maybe? I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But she wrote a piece, and the headline is, "I always knew I was different. I just didn't know I was a sociopath." She's a pretty blonde woman, and she recounts stories from her childhood and the terrible things she used to do to people, fellow children, and not feel any guilt or remorse about it. And then she realized she's a sociopath.
She has self-awareness, which mm-hmm. many people don't have.
Right. But she doesn't have a bad feeling when she does this stuff.
That's scary.
Yeah. She doesn't have any remorse. She has just figured out that these are things you can't do in society because everyone else gets upset about it. But does she feel a pang inside? Uh-uh. No. So this is fascinating. When we come back, in fact, I'm thinking maybe we should interview her.
I was going to say, why don't you bring her in studio with you?
Yeah, right.
That would be so funny.
Yeah, right. That's what I need.
"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say,
Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 till 4 coming up. It's 2:37 already. Wow. Coming up after 4 o'clock. We're going to talk with, after 3 o'clock, Todd Benzman's coming on. Todd Benzman, he writes for the Center for Immigration Studies and other outlets. He does a lot on the border and immigration. And you ought to be ready for the next wave of immigration. It's going to come from Haiti. In fact, next segment, I'm going to tell you what's going on inside Haiti. And then Todd is going to tell you what they're expecting to happen. Because there's going to be a lot of people getting on boats or somehow making it to the Mexican border and storming into the United States, because Haiti has totally exploded. They have a lot of gangs, and the gangs have all united, and they've overthrown the government. And that's the simplest way to put it. It is much violence, much chaos, and a lot of people are going to want to get out of there. They don't have a government right now. All they have are gangs. And you're going to see sailboats and rowboats, all kinds of boats showing up on U.S. beaches. Or if they can make it to Mexico, then they're going to come over the border. And if you remember, was it a couple of years ago, you had, 10, 15,000 Haitians that were hiding under a highway overpass. Remember that? And the Biden administration didn't know what to do. Well, it's going to happen again here. You're not going to believe Todd Benzman's story. You're not going to believe what's going on in Haiti. And I'll tell you about that next segment. But first, I am fascinated by sociopaths. I was fascinated by them before I knew what they are, before I heard the word. And these are people who don't have a conscience and don't feel any remorse. And most criminals are sociopaths. They're able to hurt you physically, or they can steal money from you. And they don't care. It doesn't bother them.
So when they're murdering somebody, they don't feel anything.
No, some of them feel anger and pressure building up inside them.
But they don't feel, when you're watching somebody scream and beg for their life, they don't feel remorse. They don't feel guilty.
No, if they did, they couldn't do it.
Right.
I mean, normal people, or even people halfway to normal, if you start hurting somebody, you immediately know you're hurting somebody and you'd stop. So this woman, P-A-T-R-I-C, Patrick, I don't know, Gagne, seems to be a French name, but it's she's American. And I'm gonna read pieces of this story she wrote for the Wall Street Journal. She wrote, "So much of my early childhood is vague. Some things I remember with absolute clarity. I started stealing before I could talk. I think I did. By the time I was 6 or 7, I had an entire box full of things I'd stolen in my closet. Somewhere in the archives of People magazine, there's a photo of Ringo Starr holding me as a toddler. We're standing in his backyard, not far from Los Angeles. My father was an executive in the music businesses. And in the photo, I'm literally stealing the glasses off of his face." She still has his glasses.
Oh, she should sell them.
On a shelf. She says, I wasn't a kleptomaniac. A kleptomaniac is a person with a persistent and irresistible urge to take things. I suffered from a different type of urge, a compulsion, brought about by the discomfort of apathy, the indescribable absence of common social emotions like shame and empathy. So she would get bored, and it would make her feel uncomfortable, and she would grab things, and it wouldn't make her feel bad to grab them. I didn't understand any of this. All I knew was I didn't feel things the way other kids did. I didn't feel guilt when I lied. I didn't feel compassion when classmates got hurt on the playground. For the most part, I felt nothing. I didn't like the way that nothing felt. So I did things to replace the nothingness with something. And this impulse felt like an unrelenting pressure that expanded to permeate my entire self. The longer I tried to ignore it, the worse it got. My muscles would tense, my stomach would knot tighter and tighter. It was claustrophobic, like being trapped inside my brain, trapped inside a void. Stealing wasn't something I necessarily wanted to do. It was the easiest way to stop the tension. First time I made this connection was in first grade, sitting behind a girl named Clancy. The pressure had been building for days. Without knowing exactly why, I was overcome with frustration and had the urge to do something violent. I wanted to stand up and flip over my desk. I imagined running to the heavy steel door that opened to the playground and slamming my fingers in its hinges. I thought I might do it, but then I saw Clancy's barrette. She had two in her hair. Take it, my thoughts commanded, and you'll feel better. I liked Clancy. I didn't want to steal it from her, but I wanted my brain to stop pulsing, and some part of me knew it would help. So I reached forward and I unclipped the bow. Once it was in my hand, I felt better. As if air had been released from an overinflated balloon. I didn't know why, but I didn't care. And that's where she ended up with this large collection of stuff in her bedroom. Her mother found it and couldn't believe how many things she'd stolen. And as her mother started to plead with her, she goes, I shut my eyes and tried to imagine what the others were feeling, but I couldn't. I felt nothing. When I opened my eyes and looked into hers, I knew my mother could tell. Sweetheart, listen to me, her mother said. Taking something that doesn't belong to you is stealing. Stealing is very, very bad. Again, she felt nothing. Mom didn't know what to do next. Have you done this before? I nodded and pointed to the closet. And they went through this box. And she explained, Patrick explained, what everything was and where it had come from. I didn't fear consequences. I didn't suffer remorse. She knew that wasn't normal. My teacher would talk about honor and honor systems and something called shame. I understood that intellectually, but it wasn't something I felt. And there is some kind of tension she feels between anxiety and apathy. And it compels her to behave destructively. And she says, sociopaths aren't bad or evil or crazy. We have a harder time dealing with feelings. We act out to fill a void. And when she understood this, she was able to control it. You follow this?
Yes.
Now, there are a lot of men who are sociopaths, and they can't control it. And so they lash out and they'll harm you. They'll hit you. They'll sexually attack you. They'll steal from you and they don't feel anything. You see that in court all the time, right? Defendants, none of them look remorseful. None of them seem to care. Everyone else on the outside is, how could he do that? OJ, great example, right? He never looked remorseful about what happened. The game was, would he get away with it? And I've read that, you know, about 4% of the human population is sociopathic. And again, there's a range. There's this woman who is stealing stuff from everyone she knows. And then there's murderers. There's gang members who do horrific things. And those are the people who ought to be locked up. The people who are committing the crimes that, say, George Gascon doesn't want to lock up, have to be locked up because they're not going to stop. They have this compulsion. And that's why you can't rehabilitate them. There's no such thing. And that's why they're never rehabilitated. That's why none of the programs ever work. They have, I guess they were born with a kind of brain damage. And maybe on the mild end, you can live with them like this woman. But on the other end, you can't. And there is no program. There is no amount of money that fixes a damaged brain. More coming up. Well, I'll tell you about Haiti. I think we're going to have a few sociopaths coming in on the boats because the gang members there have overthrown the government. And now there is no government. And now people are fleeing. And I'm sure a fair number of criminals will be fleeing. Ron DeSantis is already sending out the National Guard. They're trying to intercept the Haitians before they get to Florida beaches. But they're going to be coming, not only on the beaches, but at the Mexican border. And we're going to have Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies explain what's happening next. I'm sure Joe Biden will take care of it.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, so we're going to talk with Todd Benzman coming up after 3 o'clock from Center for Immigration Studies. Here's the next wave that the boobs in the Biden White House are going to most likely screw up. It is a wave of Haitians coming in because Haiti is completely exploded into chaos. Here's just like a quick primer so you understand what Todd's talking about. Haiti had its president assassinated 3 years ago. And now the prime minister, Ariel Henry, has stepped down. There were huge demonstrations against him. And what's happened is that violent gangs took over the government, basically overthrew the government. Here's a man named Judas Jonathan, a Haitian consultant, and he works in aid delivery. And he says, Prime Minister Ariel resigned not because of politics, not because of massive street demonstrations against him, but because of the violence that gangs have carried out. The gangs are now working together. The gangs have joined forces, have taken over the capital, Port-au-Prince. There's no government. There are just these gang leaders who are trying to become a real political force, and they're part of the negotiations that the United States, France, and other Caribbean nations are trying to hold to stop all the violence. Now that they expect the Haitians to be pouring out on all kinds of boats and headed to this country, either by water or by going through Mexico, which is what happened a couple of years ago, if you remember the I think it was 11,000 Haitians that were hiding underneath a highway overpass. And right now the gangs are trying to negotiate immunity from criminal prosecution. They want amnesty before they will put down their weapons. And in fact, one of the negotiators is saying, you put down the weapons or you're going to face big consequences. If you put down the weapons, you will have a second chance. You'll have some kind of amnesty. It's a complicated story. There are many countries, many factions involved, which is, of course, what you get with chaos. Now, Ron DeSantis is trying to defend his state. He's sending 250 officers and soldiers, as well as aircraft and boats, to protect Florida from any boats carrying illegal immigrants from Haiti. DeSantis said that Florida has been dedicating significant resources to stopping illegal vessels coming to Florida. You notice Greg Abbott, when facing overwhelming illegal immigration, did his best to put up a barrier between Texas and Mexico. Ron DeSantis is sending out soldiers and police officers, and aircraft. Gavin Newsom is offering free health care to any illegal alien who comes here. Yeah, that's good. That's good for the state's future, right? Free health care, especially if you're a gang member, criminal, or terrorist. We'll pay your health care of bills until you're dead. DeSantis said, I directed the Division of Emergency Management, the Florida State Guard, and state law enforcement to employ 250 officers and soldiers, a dozen air and sea craft to protect our state because the U.S. Coast Guard is under-resourced. He says we cannot have illegal aliens come to Florida. Well, maybe he'll collect them, put them on buses, and bring them here, and they can access the free health care. More coming up from Todd Bensman on this situation, Center for Immigration Studies, and he says what Biden does next, or what the Biden administration does next, because what time is it in Washington? It's at 6 o'clock? Okay, so he's in bed. It could lead to a mass migration crisis for the U.S. in the coming weeks. Your next headlines. We'll delve into them in advance with Todd Bensman. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.